Police in Victoria have discovered what appears to be a major security breach involving files from ASIO, West Australian Police and Victoria's Office of Police Integrity. Police say the documents were found during a drug raid on a home in Melbourne earlier this month. It's believed they came from a former employee of the Office of Police Integrity who has also worked for ASIO. A former head of the National Crime Authority says the matter should be investigated by federal authorities. Simon Lauder reports.
The drug raid on a home in Melbourne's northern suburbs happened early this month, but details of what police found there have only been revealed this morning. They found files belonging to ASIO, the Office of Police Integrity, and West Australian Police. It's believed the man who was the target of the drug raid was in a relationship with the former senior employee of the OPI's intelligence unit. The employee had also worked for ASIO and the West Australian Anti-Corruption Commission. Peter Farris, QC, is a former head of the National Crime Authority.
Well, it could hardly be more serious. I'm stunned by it.
The OPI says the documents were apparently in the possession of its former head of intelligence, and documents from other agencies where she'd worked were also found. She also worked for ASIO and the West Australian Anti-Corruption Commission. Peter Farris says it's a major security breach.
Goodness only knows what other material is available elsewhere or which is out in the criminal community. Agencies like the OPI do their own investigations, obviously, but they also have significant access to documents from other secret agencies, such as the Australian Crime Commission, ASIO, and the various state crime commissions and anti-corruption commissions, and also, I was thinking, Victoria, the Ombudsman. So the range of information that would come across the desk of the OPI's head of intelligence would be enormous.
Would you be concerned about threats to sources in any documents which were out and about?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, obviously, the material that could be disseminated to the criminal community is much, much wider than just these few documents.
The OPI says it's examined the documents and there's no sign that any OPI operation has been compromised. Victoria Police says it's working with the OPI to investigate. Peter Farris says that's not good enough.
The function of the OPI is to supervise the Victoria Police, and the Victoria Police are now investigating an OPI, apparent OPI breach. Now, will those two agencies fully investigate this disaster, or will they cover up? I don't know.
Which independent body should investigate?
We don't have one. It's probably desirable the Federal Police and the Australian Crime Commission investigate it immediately. It's way out of the hands and the jurisdiction of the two Victorian agencies because they've got too much to lose and too much to cover up, and in the circumstances they can neither be trusted nor relied upon to do an independent and proper independent investigation.
No one has been charged with possession of the files, but police say a number of people have been charged over the drug raid.
Simon Lauder.